This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We're going to start, as we often do, with a number. This one is 202,000. It's the number of people who filed initial claims for unemployment last week, and that's the lowest tally since October. Normally, we don't make too much of a single week's data. It tends to jump around and can be especially noisy this time of year. But lower jobless claims was the second piece of economic news today that surprised to the upside. Retail sales in November also came in better than expected. It sounds positive, but can we call these trends good news? Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino explains why that's even a question.
In an economy where inflation is the big concern, things that sound like good news, like high job openings, low unemployment, and rising wages, turn into bad news, says Gregory Dacko, chief economist at EY.
Excessively strong labor market data is a sign that there may be further inflationary pressures in the pipeline.
Which means the Federal Reserve could keep interest rates high to slow the economy and, as it says, soften the labor market, says Claudia Somm, a former Fed economist.
Well, that's a euphemism for people not getting as big of paychecks and some people probably not getting paychecks at all.
But she says the Fed's tone is shifting. Now, good news for the labor market could be pointing to a soft landing, that elusive scenario where inflation comes down without a recession.
It's starting to really look like we're in a balanced place.
There are now about 1.3 open jobs for every unemployed worker, down from a high of 2 last year. Labor shortages have eased and productivity has jumped, says Gene Goldman at Cetera Financial Group.
Productivity surging is huge because this puts downward pressure on average hourly earnings, and it just shows that we're producing more. The economy is humming along.
Inflation has come down, but it's still above the 2% rate the Fed is aiming for, so economist Gregory Dacko isn't ready to see the economy through rose-tinted non-inflationary glasses just yet.
Well, you don't know until you're past the soft landing and you're at the gate, but we're not there yet.
So all this news might not be bad or good. It's still just kind of news. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.